Fuck Nuts! Welcome to Mouth Off!
Welcome to Mouth Off, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 11. What's up, Jake?
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
And we got a little special guest here. Set this up here.
Challenger approaching. Gus.
Gus, how you doing?
What
buddy?
Up, dudes? What up there? I don't. What up, Mouth Off people?
What are you laughing at? Fuckwad.
I introducing Gus.
Yeah, I mean, that's
like, just. Yeah.
It's really super epic, and it's just Gus.
But it's Smash Bros,
bro. I don't mean to say, like, just Gus, but, like...
It's just Gus.
Yeah, it's only it's Gus. Don't worry about it. It's only me.
Oh, man.
Hey, Gus, how's it going?
Yeah, you know, I'm...
Gus, chill. I'm happy you're on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm happy to be there. It's been a while since I've seen Connor and Tosh.
Right.
Excited.
Yeah, man.
A little mini
dude,
reunion for our...
Michigan.
Yeah, Greenville yeah, party days out dude. Here.
Throwback.
My roots.
Those are the days.
My roots.
Definitely.
Sort of, kind of.
She well, has roots!
No, it is. It is. I keep that? Forgetting I lived in Michigan.
I think it was like a Simpsons thing, like when Lisa dyed her hair like brown, and she's like, I'm not a brunette, I'm a blonde! And
fuck that,
some
bro.
Lady, some old lady in the crowd like some... was like, roots! And like when she revealed her roots, it was like a dumb gag.
That sounds like some dumb fucking season 30 Simpsons shit.
I'm pretty sure it was like season 42.
That sounds stupid. 42.
That sounds like female stupidity. I don't know. That sounds like conversations
oh,
to stay out of.
Oh, jeez. Getting that one out early. Pissing off. Connor's out here pissing off all the feminists.
I don't give a fuck.
You heard it first. He does not fuck ladies.
No, he fucks. He fucks.
Oh, I fuck a lot, just not feminists.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Shooting shots.
All right, Connor. I think we should get that timer started,
yeah.
Bro.
All right, yeah,
oh,
you
yeah.
Do
I,
that?
I was actually about to ask him, like, so how does this timer work?
Yeah,
like,
Connor sets the timer, and hopefully he puts the phone by the microphone this time.
So what is it like? It's a randomized thing. Every time it sounds off, whoever's having
so
the mic.
In between every 2 to 4 minutes, or 2 to 5 minutes, a buzzer will go off, and whoever's talking has to drink.
Well, when we have guests on, we do 2 to 4, because there's more distribution between the drinks.
Hell
but
yeah, bro.
Just me and Jake, we do 2 to 5.
I'm about it.
Trashed.
Let me see.
So go ahead and set that thing, dude.
Okie dokie, Chokey.
Oh, man.
Start!
That one.
He's peeking again. He's always out here peeking.
I just
peeking.
Love seeing that block on my screen. It's so satisfying.
Yeah, I'm sure all the listeners love having their ears fucking bleed.
Well,
but,
that's
you
why
know,
you get to turn down the levels in post later.
I just compress it, bro. I'm not fucking around with that anymore, bro.
Just fix it in post, bro. Fuck.
Exactly. Oh my god, what was I just watching? Oh no, Jake, you and I were talking about it. It was like who was the fucking actor? It was like oh no, we were talking about BoJack Horseman. And he was,
yes.
It was like working with
and
a new director.
Fucking...
It was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I just thought of that. I'm sorry. It was like
yeah, no, but Gus,
did
you
get that?
Watch BoJack.
That was in this... No, we'll fix it in post.
I've seen a lot of
but it was in the audio. Like he coughed. Like did you hear that? Oh, we'll fix it in post.
Well, I told you I got Vietnam War flashbacks of my film shoot with that exact scene.
Right.
Like
hey, we didn't even
the,
get into that a whole
debacle.
Lot. Like when Noah was here.
No, yeah, no, 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 yeah, no. I like Gus when I was doing the film shoot. I told this on the podcast like briefly, but it was the final shoot and the sound person like wasn't like the only way that they were leveling it was like looking at the bar for the levels and if it was -12, that's like the sweet spot, so you can kind of edit around that number.
Okay. Yeah.
And so it was the final shoot of my thing, and like it was the final scene and the final shot for the whole night, and it was done really well. Like the Connor was doing cinematography, and it was really nice. And then I was like, "How is the audio?" And the sound person's like, "Oh, you know, it was good. You know, all like you know, it went to -12." And I'm like, "Right, but there was a helicopter flying by. Did you hear that?" And sound person goes, "Oh, I'm not wearing headphones." And I'm like, "What?" Like I lost. And dude,
that gets me
that
every
scene
time.
In BoJack,
Oh my god.
Like watching that scene in BoJack where he's like, yeah, but that person was coughing. Did you catch that? And it's like, I just got Vietnam War flashbacks. Like an airplane when it stops, it shows like the fucking black and white airplanes crashing into shit. Like I had one of those moments. I was like, ah, no.
I wasn't wearing my headphones. I don't know what to tell you, man.
And it was, dude, it was around her neck, bro. Like,
dude, I tried so hard to replace her on my film. And I kind of sort of did for most of it. But like, for,
you got that dude.
Yeah, no, I got like the 60-year-old guy who was like the GOAT. He was like, he knew his shit. He had his own gear and everything, but he couldn't be there for all the days of my shoot. I was like, fuck. And so like in the film, you can clearly hear when he was there and when he wasn't. Like it's night and day.
That's tough though. That's tough when you got to work with schedules like that and it all doesn't line up. So there's that inconsistency.
Yeah.
That's the toughest thing I think with any kind of
recording.
That's
thesis films, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, thesis well,
films, baby.
Especially when when you were in thesis. Hey, Gus, first drink.
Ah, there we go.
The guest gets it first. Yeah, Connor, you got to put that closer to the microphone, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. As soon as it went off, I heard that
you
shit.
Heard that?
I was all about it. I was like, oh, that's me. That's
I couldn't
me.
Catch it, but all right,
going again.
That's Connor. Are you keeping score this time?
Ah, fuck that shit, man.
All right, fuck it. Well. Gus has
we're
wrong.
Just here to I get drunk, win. Man. Like,
that's what's up, bro. Anybody like, who's listening, if you're Team Gus, you know you gotta take a drink. But
yeah. No, it's just
what are you saying?
Choose your person and follow along. We're not keeping score. Just like roll the dice. Who fucking cares?
Dude, we're not keeping score. It's just for fun, man. Come
right?
On.
No,
just,
after just, dude, after 10 episodes, I'm like, dude, like I don't fucking care anymore. Like,
oh, he's frozen.
I don't care
Uh-oh.
About.
Uh oh,
Gus.
Don't tell me I'm frozen.
It's a layup.
Shut the fuck up, Gus.
Hey, he's back.
Oh,
he
yeah, yeah. Back.
Oh, ah.
You guys never stopped, yes. So I heard everything you said.
Oh, fuck. All
right. Yeah, I just want to make that very clear up front.
All dude. Right, but all right, we do
good.
Have Gus
see,
on
he'll,
the podcast.
He'll know what I'm talking my shit.
We got Gus on the podcast for a reason.
Oh.
What's
oh,
that
yeah.
Reason?
I totally forgot about his significance.
Yes, no, because Gus
I'm
and
kidding.
I. It's just
yeah,
Gus.
Yeah,
dude,
I'm only here just
it's
to
just
be
Gus.
I'm an ass.
It's just Gus.
It's only me. It's only
it's,
Gus.
It's just Gus.
No, but Gus and I, we.
That should be my album credits. Just Gus, bass, vocals.
Remove the T.
Just Gus.
Remove the T. It's like J-U-S, just Gus.
Just Gus.
Apostrophe Gus.
That's
cool, dude.
That's your stage name now. Just Gus.
Gus hey. We're gonna get you so drunk that we're gonna go to like the fucking courthouse and get your name like legally changed to Just Gus.
Honestly, bro, I think if
chest.
I woke up, that'd probably be all right. Hey, what's your name? I gotta take this down.
Just
Gus. Just
Gus,
but no T in the J.
But it's gonna be the cops from Superbad, and they're gonna be like, "That's fucking awesome."
Can only hope for that, dude.
We actually got a prostitute whose legal name was Fuck.
Dude, I don't know if I told.
It's PH.
Dude, I don't know if I talked to you about that, but like apparently Seth Rogen and his friend wrote Superbad in high school just to see if they could write a movie. I don't know if you knew that.
That's sick.
That's
awesome.
Actually
no,
awesome.
No,
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. That's literally just one of those like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of us. Like, what if we just wrote a song and then we did
yeah.
it and it turned out to be the
that's
way.
That's what Threat Level was.
That
was.
It was. It was just
that's
us
what Rock Hard
around.
Is for me. And no, it's not
yeah,
a porno.
Connor's working on this film.
That's the title.
I don't know if you want to talk too much about it.
No, I mean, it's fucking awesome, but all you get to know is the title. that's about it.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called Rock Hard.
I was about top to say, secret. My next question would be, what's the whole plot? But I mean,
it's
that's
a porno,
all I...
bro. It's Lisa Ann porno.
dude,
as long
I'm
as everybody
invested.
Thinks that, I'm in the clear.
And she goes,
is there
the
full
kid,
frontal, though?
No, the kid in the video goes, oh, it's not a boulder, it's a rock. And then, like...
No, it's a fucking pebble.
Wait, this isn't a boulder. This is a rock.
This isn't a beach. This is a bathtub.
That's Gus again.
Oh,
tricky, bitch.
Damn. I'm killing this shit, dude.
It's not just a boulder. It's a rock.
It's a rock. Pioneers used to ride these babies till
miles.
The sun came down.
Morty, they used to drive these for miles.
Oh,
jeez, Rick. I don't know if this is a good mode of transportation, man.
Ah, geez, Connor. I'm Morty now. Look, I'm the captain.
God damn it,
Gus! You're getting the drunk, raspy Morty like Connor gets.
I mean, shit, dude. This is my
Yeah.
This is my third. Yeah, this
that's your third?
Yeah, because look at my look at my bottle.
Shit. It's all, well, because you're drinking that beer, too.
Oh, I got to chase it with something,
is he double fisting?
He's double fisting.
Just like the penises on Saturdays?
Come on, man. I told you that in confidence. What the heck?
Look, man. No, but, all I'm saying is that if you charge $50 a dick and you did 20 dicks a week, how much money would that would be?
That's a lot of dick.
Yeah, dude. That would be how much? It would be $50 times 20.
Wait,
you said $1,000 a week. And then that'd be $4,000 a month. And because it's illegal, you don't get taxed. So you make $4,000 a month. Gus, I'm telling you, if you just suck 20 dicks a day, 20 dicks a week, I'm sorry, 20 dicks a week for $50 a piece, that's pretty good
that's
money.
That's a lot of gash.
It, and Gus, your dad's doesn't count.
All right, but let's move this to an annual rate. So if this is, so if we're at 40,000, wait, what'd you say, 48,000? A month? 40,000 a month?
4,000
a month? All right, so if we multiply that by 12, that's 48 grand a month. Oh, wow. 48 grand a year.
Yeah, completely untaxed.
Dude, imagine.
So
imagine if I moved into the vajayjay scene. Dude, it'd be a whole different game.
What if you're eating out for, like.
Yeah, like, money? What if I just, like, okay, hey, so I got, like, dick at 12 and 2, so, like, I could fit a pussy in at 1.
Dude, so, all jokes aside, fun fact. Like, prostitution is legal in, like, Holland and shit. And so,
Holland
it's, like, an actual profession. And so, like, they get, like, Holland. Security and they get healthcare and, like, so, like,
I hope so,
right,
shit.
Like, it's kind of important, right?
My last client had scabies, so,
as
like.
As a citizen, I don't want to pay for their, like, fucking gonorrhea treatment. So, like, I don't think they should get healthcare. But you know, that's just me.
Like they
as
actually
a
get
Hollander.
Protected, which is nice.
Shut up.
You don't say that.
No, I mean
you don't say that.
Yeah, say it.
I like that Gus is drinking even though he's not catching the buzzer, bro.
The buzzer? Yeah, I mean
that's no I Gus, you're like a true fucking host at that point, because I
yeah, you're a true mouth offer, man.
Yeah, I'm the host of mouth. I'm the captain now. You two are my guests.
Actually, I feel like
don't
Gus
go
and
that
I
far,
are
buddy.
The guests trying to steer this back onto some fucking topic,
your
though.
Fucking ass.
Gus is on here, bitch. Because Gus and I, Gus is in town.
Ooh,
hey.
That was both
hey.
Of us.
Hey!
Because I called.
Wait, you were talking
yeah,
too?
Yeah, very, very.
Find out why and fix issues easier with Hotjar's heat maps. Your user's behavior visualized. Over 500,000 websites and your peers use Hotjar to understand
that's
their
a lot
users
of websites.
Without guessing. Try Hotjar free at hotjar.com.
That's the first ad Hotjar. We've gotten on this app that actually like clearly states what it is and what it's for.
Yeah, it's not it's not Wilfred.
Well, you know what they say, there's a first time for everything.
He's got a point. He's got a
that's
point.
That's it.
But
I'm going
he brought
gay.
Gus on. But we brought. Okay. Wow. All right. Everybody, Connor came out of the closet. Yes.
Very happy. I always knew it. I won't lie.
Connor,
I'm
proud of you.
It.
No, Connor, it takes
I'm
a lot of strength
top,
for me
bro.
To come
I'm
out of the closet
top.
Like that. Well, you can be a top, dude. Like, it's fine. I never pictured you as a bottom anyway. I'm just saying.
I'm too tall for that shit, dude.
I pictured you as a bottom.
You're too tall for being
yeah, I got
a bottom.
Long legs, man.
Nah, I think you'd be a. I think it'd be a great. I mean, if we're talking about a pyramid, that's the longest part of the pyramid. So that's the bottom.
That's a good point. He's got a good point.
We don't talk about
have
it.
Have you ever partaken a pyramid?
I would love to have say I have.
Are we talking about an Eiffel Tower?
Fair enough. Actually, Gus and I have a very funny story
oh,
about
God.
That.
Oh, God. Have you guys Eiffel Towered before?
So, no, but Gus had suggested bringing that up.
Yeah. This was like,
but it was what we called it a devil's three-way. We didn't call it a
yeah, because that's the two.
No, no,
two
the,
dudes
the,
and one chick.
I mean, that, yeah, that's a broader term. Like, but like an Eiffel Tower is like specifically like.
Yeah, it's like the shape
crossing
of
the
an
bridge.
Eiffel Tower.
Like, yeah, high five.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But we were driving.
Exactly. Yeah.
We were driving around town, and
I think it was during when like I don't know if anyone
really
knows what
don't listen to this podcast.
Gas station convenience store Kangaroo was, but for a brief moment, Kangaroo was like a southern. I guess.
Was it with
thing.
The Rue Cups?
Yeah, because we had just done, we called them Rue Runs. It was like a Rue Cup.
Yes.
It was like $6 for like a big plastic cup.
And you got like and free drinks the whole summer.
Yeah, it was like if you paid a quarter or some shit, and you got like you filled a cup
pennies,
up.
It was free the first summer, and then they did like penny drinks because they were losing money, and they thought a penny would make a difference. And then you could buy the fifth anniversary cup, and that would be like it was
a penny, and then the regular
was a penny
cups
because
were
the regular is
25
cents. So if you bought the more expensive cup, then you would only have to pay a penny for a drink. But if you didn't get the like fifth anniversary cup, then it was 25 cents.
I won't lie though, that was it wasn't a highlight of high school, but that was a fun thing.
That was a cool thing.
Because a couple of friends I had on the bus, it'd be like we get off on a stop early.
Well,
near
that's
the
when
gas
we got
station.
Stopped by the cops at the.
And
that kind of got us.
Oh,
like,
the Rue cups. Oh
before,
shit! I just realized
yes.
that's what we were talking about. Okay.
Yeah, but before we get into that story, Gus and I were driving around town, and we just did a Rue run. And, like, we're talking and shit, and Gus is like, hey, man, I just want to let you know that if there was ever someone I would do a Devil's Three-Way with, it'd be you.
I don't remember the context either, but
I don't remember the context,
say that.
But he said that, and I looked at him, and I'm like, are we close enough to do that? And as soon as I started doing that, like, Open Arms by Journey started playing on the radio, and I was like, nope, sorry, no.
Yeah,
I gotta pull over.
It got very uncomfortable very fast. I was like, yeah, okay, I don't know about all that
I was like, we
got to
pull over.
That's
I had to get out of the car. I had to walk around for a little while. So...
Worst part about that is I'm pretty sure like a year or two later we were talking about something similar. We were just joking like, oh yeah, you remember that shit? And then, yeah, I'm killing this shit. I'm killing it.
Yeah. Is Gus drinking liquor?
I'm
Gus
drinking
is,
Jack
Gus
and
is
chasing
taking a page
beer.
Out of my bill. No, because you have Coke in that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got Jack and, Jack
it's
and Coke.
It's not just straight Jack.
And
should
Land
be.
Landshark. Landshark sponsor.
I want to see Gus
Gus
get plastered.
Taking a page out of my Oh, he's been a.
Oh,
yeah, you're on your way, buddy.
You know, I'm celebrating too. I'm celebrating. I just finished my semester of college right now. So I'm,
cheers, Gus.
Yeah, seriously. So
cheers.
I'm big chilling.
Clink from Atlanta.
Clink from Atlanta.
Possibly soon to be a clink
Gus,
from Los Angeles.
Can you just clink both your drinks together?
Well, someone had to do it.
Sometimes you got to pat yourself on the back.
So we got my buddy Ani in the background too.
Sup, bitch.
Ani, come say hi.
Exactly.
Ani, come say hi.
Hey, what's up?
That's my buddy Ani.
We like went out one time. We saw those people get beat up.
Yeah, that's what Jake said. I think I was probably like, way too drunk to remember. I don't. Was it outside of Grumpy's or was it outside of Fifth?
No, it was outside of Still
outside
Life.
Outside of Still Life.
You guys watched that dude get tased.
I
Holy
the
shit!
Jake
okay,
that brought it back. All right.
Yeah. Jake and I had cash, and I think you and Ani had to go to the ATM to get cash for the cover fee or whatever.
I remember that.
Jake and I just walked straight in. And I remember, because I think it was Ani that came back in and was like, yo, you're not going to believe this. Some dude just got fucking tased.
That shit
was
hilarious.
He wasn't even the one involved.
No, yeah.
Dude,
no,
I totally
Connor,
remember
I was,
that. I'm glad you said Gus that, because I just brought it all back now. I totally forgot about that shit.
Dude, I'm like a leaf
I remember
right
that.
Now,
no, he was tripping.
Wind,
I was just sitting there like, wow, what a... Not to Ani, but like the kid who got tased. I was like, ha, sucks to suck. I didn't care. It didn't really faze me. It was just entertaining. But like Ani was just sitting there like
sucks
tripping.
Sucks to be you, man. recently I saw somebody post that on their Snapchat like as a
memories really?
Thing. And they were...
Was I in the background?
So I got to see what happened. And it's so fucking funny. it's so fucking funny because Dude. It was somebody else. But like, it was
Connor in the background. World star, world star.
No, I wasn't even gassing it up like that. I was just sitting there watching.
No, but it was so funny. It was so funny because there was just like it was from somebody else's Snapchat, and it was like these two people like fighting and shit, and like they were like pulling each other down and shit. And this like other person comes in and tries to back them off, and the cops come and run up to the dude like splitting him apart and just fucking.
Yeah, no, I remember
him.
That. Yeah,
and then
the guy,
his girlfriend starts.
I was just
like,
gonna say,
no,
dude.
He didn't do anything
yeah, the
wrong.
Fucking girlfriend. That shit was hilarious because like he went in and tried to like break it up, and then they fucking.
And then they fucking
them up. Yeah.
I'll give it to the girlfriend, though, sticking by that shit.
Well, of course
she's
gone.
She's
been drinking,
blonde,
too.
She's drunk, and her boyfriend just got tased for no reason.
She probably thought
she
could take him up.
She's going off. she was having a BF.
She was ready to, like,
she was having a BF,
bash.
That's for sure. She
was
about to write a letter.
I'm going to write a petition, and you are not going
to
believe the results I get.
You need to take a drink for that. You just fucked that up, Gus. Have you seen white girls?
Deal with
white chicks?
Tomorrow.
My father has connections.
What was that? You broke up.
I said
up
Gus deserves to take a drink for that, for fucking up that reference. Have you seen White Chicks?
Yeah, I've only seen it one time,
okay,
though.
That's what it was from.
Like, during one of my hockey trips. It was just on the hotel TV channel, and we caught, like, I think the first three quarters. We missed the end.
Yeah, no, that's where that
great
was
movie,
from.
Great movie, regardless.
Yeah. Is that where two black cops do whiteface?
Is that a thing?
Oh,
no,
God.
It's not a thing. That's the joke, Gus.
I was about to say, I don't
that's
think
the
that's
fucking
a thing.
Joke.
Oh, yeah, Jake. Sorry. I guess that just flew over my head.
That's Connor. Oh,
yeah,
what?
That's Jake.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck you. All right.
You and your fucking grunge Seattle outfit over here.
Yeah, go back to the rainy weather, asshole.
I'm wearing a Metallica logo.
That was a good joke, Gus. That was
even
a really good
more,
joke.
Thank you. I appreciate
no,
that.
It wasn't.
Hey, fuck you. He said it was a good joke.
All right, but to finally get to the point, Gus is on the podcast because he's in town, mm-hmm. and we're out here with all the equipment trying to record some new music and shit.
That's true. We are ideally, we'd like to pump out... 2 to 3 originals. We're currently working on one for sure. I got stuff that we're working with. Possibly a few covers once we get them. Just once we get the drum tracks figured out because we're still lacking a drummer.
So the other guy that we got last time to do the song that we did in May, which is called Threat Level Corona. Go look it up. It's really good. But
all streaming platforms.
On all streaming platforms. But
free ad.
Free ad. Like the guy, so we had to outsource it to this dude who just saw some of my fucking karaoke videos on Instagram, and he's like from in Philadelphia or some shit. And he's like,
shout out to PA.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, hey man, like you do some cool shit and stuff. Like check out our band and shit. Like, you know, he does his own thing. He's a cool guy. Like he's really cool. And after some snafu with trying to get the drums figured out, I just hit him up and I was like, hey dude, like can you do this drum track for me? And I sent him like all the shit. And in 3 days, he sent us a fucking drum track. Like, it was insane how fast he worked. It was so cool.
It was very nice. I was very, caught off guard with how professional he was, especially with getting everything just so, like, back to us fast and recorded straight up just.
You know, I actually had a similar experience, looking for a makeup artist for one of my music videos, actually. Like, you go on Facebook, you try to find somebody that's just, like, really trying to work for free, like, I noticed that, like, people, like, in that situation where they're, like, on Facebook looking for projects like that or something, like, they'll respond to you like that. Like, they're really good about that. Usually.
Yeah, and, like, we were... So, the way that his thing worked is that he would borrow microphones from some guy that he knew, and, like, that's how he would rig up, like, all the microphones to the drums.
Yeah, that's
so
the only
the
thing.
Recorded.
Like, even my amateur ears noticed, like, as soon as the drum track came on, I heard the audio quality dip on that track. That
I mean, it was good, though. Like, the dude did a great job.
I will say, I mean, given the circumstances and what we had to work with,
I mean,
that's pretty good for what we
you
have.
You couldn't ask for anything better
there
right
is
now.
Definitely room for improvement. And what I'm trying to do is... So I'm a music business dual major, and what I'm trying to do is, because I'm taking, like, studio recording.
Number four! Hey, maybe we should be keeping score.
Wow, fuck, are you really on four?
That's my fourth one, yeah.
Yeah, keep it on score. Gus, I'm surprised you actually remember what number you're on.
I mean, I probably won't be remembering for long.
I know, dude, you suck that fucker down.
I know. I
mean,
dude,
I was just
good.
Saying, maybe Jesus we should Christ, keep score. Man. I'm very curious to see how many Gus is going to get today.
I know. All right.
Honestly,
so Gus says he has four. I think
I
have two.
It's
well,
four,
I have one
because
I tied with Jake.
A fat old goose.
Yeah, you have one. Right. Yeah. All right. So it's 4-2-1. Keep score because it seems like you're.
I am.
Honestly,
I'm just drinking White Claws and Coors Light.
Like just get yourself a little like whiteboard right there and just like tally that shit.
Yeah. I mean, I have a notepad.
Like when we get further on.
Yeah.
So take some notes.
Let's see here.
Woo!
That wow. I give that a 9 actually.
I don't think that was the
highest rating on Mouth
Thank
Off.
You, I appreciate it. That is a wow, dude. I think you just said that's like Dave Portnoy with the fucking pizza reviews, bro. You don't give it a 9 unless you really feel like it, because now you set the standard so high. Like, I haven't burped that much on the podcast.
Pizza
like,
ratings might have to be judged after how heavy you're breathing after eating a whole pie.
No, because he doesn't like the filling ones.
How clogged is your heart?
But he doesn't like those. Like he'll point it out. Like, I watch enough of his pizza reviews now where he's like, if he has one that's like super doughy, he's like, listen, it's a good pizza and all, but like if I'm not going to go to the beach later, I'm not going to eat this fucking. Like if I'm going to the beach later, I'm not eating this one because I'm trying to keep the beach body going.
No, I'm trying to even though he's got a fucking dad
bod. He's right though. He's right.
Apparently for a while dad bods were a thing. No, the fuck they weren't. Like, this one girl tried to convince me dad bods were a thing and I was like, "Are you sure?" And she's like, "Yeah, dad bods are the next best thing." Like I just love
that was a thing for insecure girls and went viral for about like 1 month and then that died.
I like when his stomach feels like a pillow.
I like when he doesn't take himself too seriously so that way I can feel more secure about myself and go out and have fun and not make him feel bad.
Jesus, Connor.
Fucking bitches, dude.
Hot takes. Connor, we have to have a girl on the podcast so she can, like, fucking
why? So
like,
that,
contradict.
So that way the feminists
your, like,
don't come after us? I don't give a
shit.
Fuck.
No, I just want to see. I want to get a. Connor, I want to get a hardcore feminist to come up against your so anti feminist shit, and I just want to have you two duel. And then, like. And then I can just sit here not having a drink because you guys will scream at each other and you'll all catch the buzzer.
Honestly,
and just, like,
that'd be the real challenger approaching.
That would be
shit.
Such a challenger approaching moment.
Dude, Connor, honestly, you might have to get a lift in.
All right, well, let's go back to the
he's
art school at ECU and start, like, drawing, like, putting names in a hat and. Fucking shuffle that bitch up. Just bring me an art student. Like, she's got blue hair and glasses and, like, fucking boots that go right below her calf. You know, we're good.
There's one.
Well, two, but.
I mean, I'm coming up on a refill.
I usually end up taking, like, one refill break. Right, like, if we have to get up when we run out.
Bro, we get refills when we need refills.
I might need two.
Well, you can
here.
Down that beer, like,
I mean,
on your next
both,
buzzer.
Both
I'm going to try to casually drink so we can go down together so we don't have to pause too many all times. All right,
then like, I might just casually sip on this.
Do that
if
as
I get
your
buzzed
buzzer.
In, if I get buzzed in next time, I'll finish that.
Finish that and possibly that. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to try to do.
Fuck it, dude. It's fucking mouth off.
Yeah, you're true. Why are you trying to plan this shit? What is this? Some sort of schedule?
What are you, some quarter sort of sissy?
Good one.
You ever see Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis, where he does? What are you a girl or something?
Dude, the fucking stop. Like halftime speech that he makes him do.
Like, what are you a girl or something? You're out there playing like girls. What are you a girl?
I can
or something?
Act any part. I can be any character. All right,
yeah,
give
yeah.
me
any part.
A halftime speech in the middle of a football game. That would never be in a movie.
Okay, I got you. Connor, here's what I want you to do. I want you to play Anakin Skywalker, Episode 3, the lightsaber battle between him and Obi-Wan Kenobi, but I want you to play it as a girl.
It's a lot of choreography.
Wait, no, can we do that as Rick and Morty?
All right. Let me take that back. Rick and Morty are having a lightsaber battle, Episode 3 of Star Wars. Jake, you're Rick. Connor, you're Morty. And I am Padme.
I would
Stop!
Oh, jeez, Padme. You're a lot cuter than Jessica.
Out.
You want to go out sometime?
You underestimate
my
power.
No, you stay away from Padme, Rick. She's mine.
You're breaking my liver. I've brought peace and justice to my
Fuck
new
you, Rick.
Republic.
Fuck you and your Republic, man.
Or my new
There's
empire.
Multiple universes.
Then Morty... I'm assuming is Morty Obi-Wan?
No, I haven't watched Star Wars in so long. I'm kind of just winging it.
I'm just Padme. All right,
moving on.
Fuck this.
I'm just Padme, you motherfucker.
So,
moving on.
All right, I'm a little heated about what happened to this movie Possessor that was supposed to come out this year. Possessor was a movie created by Brandon Cronenberg, and he is actually the son of David Cronenberg, who did a lot of stuff in the 80s. Yes, The Fly. I'm glad
you
recognize that. Okay.
The Fly.
So that's his son, and he wrote and directed this movie. And it's about a lady that basically hijacks people's bodies so that way they can commit assassinations. And... I saw the trailer and I just lost my fucking mind. It was one of those where I was like instantly had a gut reaction. Like I have to see this movie. This is going to be fucking awesome. And I mean, dude, this thing, like he did not skip a beat on this thing's first impression. I tell you what, between the trailer, I can tell from the music, from the sound design, from the cinematography, from the poster and the graphics. I mean, this guy, there is so much craftsmanship all across the board that I've seen. I'm dying to see this movie. I looked up the reviews for people that have seen it, and it's right around 4 to 4.5 stars. But it only got to be in theaters for like a week, and then Corona hit, and now it basically just went straight to DVD. Yeah, it's out.
Oh, so this came out.
Like, but it just went like straight to DVD after being in theaters for like a week. So I looked it up on IMDb, and it only made like $800,000 in the box office total, worldwide. Cause it was only in theaters for one fucking week.
God damn
it. I was
like,
dude, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
I mean,
this thing.
Well, okay, but so wait, it was in theaters. Did it come out and then like COVID hit like right away?
Yeah, it was in theaters for like 1 week.
Oh, he's frozen. God damn it. The minute I ask a fucking question, he freezes. Look at that. Oh, all right,
wait,
Gus.
Am I still frozen?
Gus, how are you feeling today?
I'm
still fucking here, asshole.
Jackson Coke, this beer, you know, but I'm doing good.
I'm still fucking here, bitch.
You guys are.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, now you're fucking frozen.
Dude, you went to the full reconnecting mode. No, we're not. No, we're not.
Fuck this internet, man.
Don't put words in my mouth!
Connor, are you there?
You're on my, like, parents' Wi-Fi level.
Uh-oh.
I think the whole college.
Wow, he just
hung
up.
Oh, yeah.
He just hung up. So are you enjoying your time on the podcast, Gus?
Oh, wow. My left ear just got messed up from that.
There's
our special guy.
Hello! There we go.
There's our special guy.
We're back.
Oh, he's special to you now.
He's very special.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my internet just shit the bed once again, and we are back into bitching about movie theaters once again. Very common topic for.
So basically, what I asked you was that movie that you were talking
this
about, was it.
Connection, man. God
he's
damn it.
Frozen again. Connor, hi.
There we go.
I
talked to my roommate. She's the one that got it set up. But, like, I remember she told me she, like, did something to it. And then after that, it started fucking up. It, like, kicked both of us off with, like, all of our devices
what,
off.
What, she pee on it?
I think it's.
Why do people keep
been
asking me that?
Ever since.
Why would
I
pour water down my own television?
Wait, what is that from?
F is for family.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry,
yes,
I didn't mean to interrupt, Connor.
Yes, you
Connor,
did.
Connor, what I asked you was.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah. Fuck your fuck.
You dirty bitch.
Fuck your words.
You did. Fuck you and your whole fucking.
Don't say that.
Fuck you and your fuck hole.
Shut the fuck up, you cunt fucking.
Oh jeez, man.
Suck ass.
I don't like the way you're treating me.
Wait.
This is a toxic friendship.
You cunt sucking fuck ass.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. I
cunt
remember.
Fucking suck ass.
Maybe it's cunt sucking. It was. It was cunt sucking
fuck
ass.
Ass.
Cunt sucking fuck ass. That's what it was. That's what it was.
I called Gus that earlier, and he like died. I don't remember.
No, that yeah, that was.
Was it? Was it? Did I call you a cunt sucking fuck ass or
yeah,
a cunt
yeah, yeah,
fucking
yeah.
suck ass?
No. It was definitely cunt sucking fuck ass. Because
he's got
nothing,
a good point.
Nothing's wrong with that. Either, actually.
What was that line from?
I mean, if you're a chick that likes fucking
when
ass
they were watching
and
Animal
cunt,
Planet, it's like. This sucks donkey dick on planet bullshit.
No, they were getting yelled at because they just got their ass kicked by like third graders.
This wedding
and
is
then,
bullshit.
They just got their ass kicked by third graders, and then they were sitting there, and then like the parents
maybe
are like, "We're gonna sell the house, and you guys have to move out and get jobs." And they're like, "This sucks camel dicks." And Oh, this house is a fucking prison on planet bullshit in the universe of this sucks camel dicks or something.
Maybe you guys just
real
don't
quick.
Walk
I'm
that
gonna switch our Skype to just audio, just to help with. Sorry, I love looking at your beautiful faces, but
we have beautiful faces too. So you're missing out.
I was talking about
them.
You
at
in the first place.
Beautiful.
What's
that
with
would suck
TOO?
If there was an ugly one.
What I'm saying, they are beautiful.
Two.
What do you mean, TOO?
You're like, well, we have beautiful
isn't
faces
that
too.
Also?
I was like, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said we do have beautiful faces. I never said
Connor,
to.
Why don't you just shut the fuck up and accept your beautiful
fuck
face?
Fuck you. Oh, yeah, thanks. You beautiful person. Fuck you, you fucking beautiful person.
Fuck you and your jawline.
You want to, like, no, yeah. I find it fascinating.
Did you say jawline?
Yeah. I find it fascinating where you, like, insult somebody with compliments. Fuck you, you fucking beautiful, kind person, fucking, I love you, god damn it.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I think it's time for a drink break.
All right,
dude.
Yeah,
I
you do
I
that.
Go
fuck yourself.
I was about to say, when's this timer
what?
About to hit? I feel like
yeah, what
been...
the fuck, Connor? Where's the timer?
It's a great fucking question.
Like
I'm looking
minutes.
At it. It's counting right now. It's still counting. Like, I don't know, man.
Fucking right. Hey.
Well,
I can kill my drink. I got a beer. I'm
you know
chilling.
What, Gus? Kill that drink. Well, kill that right drink there. On the podcast. No, kill that beer right now.
Dude, but...
Do it.
No, kill... You're the guest, and I'm the host.
All right.
Fucking kill it.
Do it. Do it.
Anakin, no. Do it. Fine.
Oh!
Yeah! I was say, it's about fucking time.
Go drink, fucker. Down it. All the way. All the way. Down, 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 down.
We will
down.
Be right
He's
back after these messages.
Condoms. Use them or don't. We don't care.
That baby's yours, not mine. Fuck if you want. Raw? Who gives a shit?
Trojan. Brought to you in part by Target. Buy our shit, bitch.
Yeah.
200 with the condom, whatever. 500 without.
Let's go get drinks.
Hey, welcome back. It's your host here, Gus, with my two guests, Connor and Jake. Welcome back to the podcast here, mouthing off.
How dare you
so, Connor, what brings you on the show today?
I was gonna go that. I was gonna go with it, but then you called our podcast mouthing off. Yeah.
I was gonna go with it,
now
but
I'm
you
offended.
Fucked it up. It's mouth off.
Triggered.
Now I'm very offended. I'm triggered.
All right, I'll just I'll see myself out, John.
Yo,
no,
real
we
quick,
need you
check,
on here.
Check out.
All right, I'm back.
How much
What's up?
Fucking liquor is left after last episode? Like, it was. Yeah, dude, it
oh
was
my
up to there.
God. Man, that's not a lot, but like,
yeah,
well, that's a big
half
handle,
a handle.
That's
drank
a handle.
Half a handle last episode.
Like, that's,
yeah.
Jesus Christ,
half a. Oh,
he did
wow.
get fucked up. He was actually like
yeah,
getting pretty
I
bad
was
at
pretty...
one point.
No, that was.
Wait, was that when he was licking his pop? Yeah.
No, that was like 5 or 6 episodes ago.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was not a pretty picture.
I hear you into licking stuff, Connor.
Yeah, Connor.
What?
Connor, lick my toes.
What? No, I was just gonna give him a like lollipop or some shit. What? You're into some fuck ass shit.
No.
How the fuck
Andrew.
Did I get here with these two guys?
What? No, not me.
What?
What?
See, Gus, when you did it properly there.
I did.
How was
I
a good
did.
One? High five on that. That's a
that was
decent
okay.
one.
That was,
that was about 5.
I think
like halfway. Yeah. Wanna try again?
Yeah.
No, stop. All right, look at. No,
you
gotta
me.
Look at the elbow, bro.
Hey!
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
I hope that got picked up.
You guys having a great time over there?
How's it going? That's us. You're having a great time, bro.
Yeah.
Gus,
did
anyone ever tell you look like the guys from Greta Van Fleet?
Having a great time here.
A little bit.
Hell yeah.
A little bit. No, I mean, they're way better looking than you, but you do look like them.
Yeah, we're a bunch of
pick
couple
it,
of
Pick it, Connor. Are we good looking or not?
Subjective.
You see the picture that they posted where like all their asses out on the side of the highway?
Yeah.
Greta Van
no,
Fleet
I
put
did.
A picture of their fucking asses. Like they're standing on the side of the highway and their just asses are hanging out of their fucking pants. They said, I think it was around election season. They said, don't be an ass. Go out and vote. It's like.
Oh, I remember that.
Are
yeah.
they old enough to vote? I guess they are
they
now.
They're old enough to vote,
yeah.
bro. They're all 18.
Okay, good for them.
At this
yeah.
point, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you're right. You're right. Because I was gonna say when I guess when they released their first EP, I guess
their first EP was remarkable because like two of them were like 16 years old. Hey,
Jake.
Oh, that's Jake.
Back from the break is Jake.
So
pump
now that Jake's
bottle,
able to shut the fuck
the
up, I actually have a story.
That's a Santa Cruz quote, motherfucker.
Never mind.
Fuck you.
Oh, so funny story actually. So
funny joke.
For those who don't know, Greta Van Fleet is from Frankenmuth, Michigan, which is like 30 minutes south of Flint. And
it's like a 31.
When I was on Thanksgiving down in Florida visiting my grandparents, and I was with my parents, the whole family and everything, we ran into this lady, and she ended up chit-chatting with us at the table. She was like, "Oh, are you guys from Michigan?" Because like I had like a Western Michigan koozie on my beer, and yeah. And we were like, "Yeah." It's like, "Oh, what part?" Da, 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 da. She was like, "Oh, I'm from Frankenmuth." I was like, "Oh, interesting."
Well,
so
that's all that
story went to.
Oh, thanks, Connor.
Wait, Gus, where is? Yeah, I know it's super super great story.
Oh, so awesome.
I actually got a pretty good story.
Gus, where is your school again?
So I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's on
that's right. Okay, so yeah, you're on the west side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. Actually, I got a pretty good story about a different
league. You're like an hour north of Kalamazoo, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know where any of these places are.
Baby.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents met at Western Michigan. My dad played basketball at Western Michigan.
Oh, that's okay. So cute. That's dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of got a good story about a lady in
Tell us your story, guys. All
right, yeah. So my roommate and I, Arthur, we were trying to go. So he had a, like, 40% off coupon to CVS, and it's like, fucking right. Let's go buy a case of beer and have a great time.
Nice.
So we go up to the checkout, and she's like, "Oh, yeah, this coupon does not apply to your alcohol or any other substance." And I was like, "Well, fuck me. Why would I buy this?" Like,
yeah.
So we put it back. I think we got, all right,
well,
like,
I guess I'll go fuck myself then.
Basically. That was basically it. And so we're like, all right, fuck it. The night's over, basically. We're just going to go, I guess, buy each a six-pack and just call it a day.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So I guess it was the end of this lady's shift who was at the checkout counter, and she follows us out to the parking lot. And it's like, "Hey, are you guys still looking for, like, alcohol?" And we're like, "Well, yeah. I mean, you just turned us down for our 40% off coupon on beer. So, yeah, we're still looking." She's like, "Okay, so my mother recently got out of rehab, so obviously she can't drink. Personally, I don't drink. And we have a whole liquor cabinet full of alcohol." And I'm like, "Okay, so your point. If you guys show up Wednesday at 5 p.m. when I get off, I'll give you guys everything." And I was like, "What?" I'm like, "Are you serious?" Or like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, just come around 5 p.m. and I'll give it to you." And this was the day before my flight. So
really?
Was,
she didn't have any friends? Like,
dude, that's what I was like. Not. I'm like,
her mother was her friend.
It came off very strange. Like, okay, this random lady is about to empty her liquor cabinet onto us. I was like,
dude, she
could have
poisoned
what?
That shit. She
that's what I'm
that
saying.
Shit.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, bro.
These little fucking idiots with their coupons, I'll poison them. That's how I'll get back at them.
Seriously.
Like,
so,
like, dude, that would make me hesitate more than the gay dude at the bar that was asking me and Trevor, like, "You
dude,
want
I
shots?
Don't know, bro. Free alcohol, though? Like,
I mean,
on.
that was kind of our argument. We got back to the house. I'm like, okay, so, like, how fucked are these drinks going to be? But at the same time, we're like, well, if it's legit, free alcohol. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, roll the dice.
Exactly. So my roommate, I think, flew out like 2 days prior. So I was the last one at our house. And so I show up at CVS on Wednesday and I'm like, "Hey, so, like, are you still legit? Or, like, what's the deal here?" She's like, "Oh, yeah, just give me 2 minutes. I just got to go clock out and I'll give you the stuff." And I'm like, "Oh, word? Okay, yeah."
Word.
Basically, and then she comes over to her car, opens her trunk. She's got a fucking huge-ass thing of Bacardi, a little thing of Bacardi Gold, half a thing of this thing called Kinky Pink, and then, like, a couple of beers. And I was
hell
like,
yeah.
I was like, "Wait, what?" And she's like, "Yeah, here you go. Have a great time."
What was that Kinky Pink shit? Was that, like, vodka? What
it's vodka. That? It's like, pink lemonade vodka.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
If you've ever heard of Pink Whitney, it's more or less the same kind of stuff.
Shut up and drink.
Pink Whitney's a bar stool.
Don't disobey the rules.
Pretty sure. I just took a huge
swig. That was almost me.
I heard that, bro. You gulped attaboy. The fuck out of that.
But anyway, so, like, I was like, she showed me her little stash or whatever, and I was like, fucking rights, I'll take that shit.
Hell yeah.
Kinky Pink actually ended up being clutch as fuck. The huge handle of Bacardi we ended up using for, like, cleaning some of our, like, I guess just, like, dishes and some shit. Yay. It was like a disinfectant type thing. I drank pretty much like 90% of the Bacardi Gold that we got, and I think I also drank all of the pink or the Kinky Pink, which goes great with orange juice, by the way, if you're ever into that stuff.
So I'm guessing that shit was good then.
Oh, I definitely got tuned up that night. I had a great time. Definitely joined the graveyard of kills.
You just reminded me, of some crazy shit that I got from Michigan. I still have my 99 bananas.
Oh, dude! All right. Don't even get me started on Nine Night. That is the grossest drink I've ever heard. Especially the banana
flavor.
Wait,
he's holding it right there.
Yeah.
Connor.
Little shooter.
Oh, no.
Connor.
Oh.
I think you gotta down that on the podcast.
I gotta
drink
that tonight.
Jake, you know how you were talking about your Vietnam flashbacks? As soon as
I'm
you showed us that label, I had mine.
No, I think you gotta do it straight for the meme, bro.
If you don't do it straight, you're not
fuck
a real
that.
Dude.
Bro, I don't know if you're fucking you can talk about Michigan ever again level. If you don't do that straight.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard our president say fake news, but if you don't drink that right now, I
fake
think
news.
You'd be about fake
news. That's fake news.
It's fake news. Connor won't drink
Connor,
the fucking banana.
Connor showed it. He showed me the fucking banana drink and
we're very committed. We're very committed in this degree, but it was just unfortunate events that occurred.
Connor
and he was not able to consume the 99
bigly,
bananas.
He talked bigly about the podcast, and he said that he would. He's just like it's in here.
I'll cheers to that.
Wait,
shit.
I want to cheers too.
Let's come in. Let's come in. There it is.
I'm sitting here in contemplation.
Cheers, Connor.
Cheers, Connor.
No, Ghost was laughing.
Cheers to the governor.
Like, cheers.
Cheers. Cuz I have a question.
Let me finish
for you,
my
bro.
Whiskey first. Maybe towards the end of the episode I'll drink this.
Connor, I got a question. Or Gus, I got a question for you.
I was about to
you.
Say, get my name straight, motherfucker. I'm just Gus. How hard is that?
Gus.
Goose, fuck.
So much substance. We're doing a great job, guys.
Wait, we gotta sync up. 3, 2, 1.
Fuck this shit, dude. No. Gus, I have a question for you.
I thought we were gonna start making a beat.
No. Gus, I have a question.
Bum bum. Bum bum. Bum bum. Bum bum. Bum bum. Bum bum. Bum bum.
Body over.
Bum,
no, do the
bum,
claps.
Bum,
do the claps. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise. Playing in the street, gonna be a big
man.
Noise. Someday
okay.
You got blood on your face.
Blood.
Big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Please.
Singing, we will
oh,
rock you.
Oh, Jake, you motherfucker, you were singing.
I wish I was having a good time as you guys. God damn it.
Drink more, fucker.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
No, Gus, I have a question for you, though.
I might
so
have an answer.
I'm so sick of drinking, though. God damn it. Like,
Connor,
okay,
this whole...
I'm
like,
dead ass.
No,
because
I told you...
Before.
No.
I'll openly
no, no, no.
say...
I'm
like,
calling I'm... you out right now. Because I told you, Connor, I'm a singer. I don't know how long I can do this fucking drinking bullshit and all that blah, blah, blah. And you're like, bro, you gotta fucking stick to it, man. You gotta fucking do it. And I'm like, all right, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for the audience. I'll do it for the podcast. And you are the first one to crack and be like, no, bro, I don't know how much more I can drink like this, bro. It's like,
dude,
I thought
literally...
you were the alcoholic.
I just think Connor's getting old.
I don't take pride in that.
Like, you seem to take pride in it when you were touting it over all your friends in Atlanta. Oh, all my fucking friends are theater pussies, but
it was
I'm
not...
like the alcoholic. They can't match me, bro.
No,
like,
I
that
wasn't
was your words.
I never fucking said... No. That was literally frustration. It was not me gloating about it. I'm fucking frustrated.
Wait, no. Let me get my... Gus.
Yo.
What is your favorite memory from Greenville?
Favorite memory from
one
Greenville?
Of them.
Oh, man. There's a bunch. Honestly, it might have to be the one night that the four of us, you, me, Ani, and Connor all went out. Because that was just a whole big I don't know. There's been a bunch. There's been so many great times
smorgasbord.
Out there. Just so many different... It literally,
that's
yes.
the word. That's the word that
every
I heard coming
I
out of your
out,
mouth, and then you cut it off, and I really had to just get it out.
It really is. It's a smorgasbord. Every time I go out, something different happens and occurs.
That's
throughout
Greenville,
the night.
Bro. That's Greenville.
That's what I love about it. Is there's such
I really
a
want to go back to Greenville.
Big wide variety Dude. Of culture out there that like you're almost bound to run in either to someone you went to high school with, someone you know just through like the grapevine.
Well, what was funny about the grapevine. When you came out the first time, you were blown away.
Out. Yeah, when I came out.
When you came out for the first time, like you were just bi. And the second time you came out, you went full blown gay, which I was proud of you for.
Yeah, you know me, I just love that pee pee.
No, but like, the first time you went out to Greenville,
penis.
You were kind of blown away because when you came out, I had done like the karaoke circuit for a little while.
I think that was when Fire Tavern was still open.
It was still
when
Fire Tavern was happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we went to Still Life on like a Thursday night. And you and I sat down in a booth. And like in 10 minutes, it was filled with people that were like, you're that fucking dude that sings at karaoke. Like, you are the dude. That dude that fucking kills it every week.
You're
and
the
like,
dude, you're that guy. Dudes, man. You're that guy
you're
from
that, dude.
That thing.
Yes.
Dude from the place, man.
But Gus was blown away because like he was like, what the fuck? And he saw this booth in like 10 minutes get filled with people. And he was so shell-shocked by that.
It was wild, bro.
So then like fast forward like 6 to 8 to 9 to 10 to fucking whatever how many months later.
Honestly, it may have been a year, bro.
And Gus comes back out, right? And I went to Still Life and like I know more about Still Life at this point. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to the dance floor. Like I'm going to the Sky Deck. And Gus was 21 at this point. So like the Sky Deck was in play
for
him. I
was about to say, I'm pretty sure I had just turned 21.
Yeah, but like when you came out, you were 20 still. But like, so you couldn't go to the Sky Deck at Still Life. So we had to stay at the bottom floor. But like because you were 21, the Sky Deck was in play. So I'm like, I'll go to the Sky Deck. I'll come down, blah, blah, blah. And all right.
Honestly, I think you're tired. I think
it's 4-4. Except for 4-4, Gus, because you've had like two more since that.
I mean, you could be right too.
But Gus, Gus comes in and he and immediately at because it's like his second time at Still Life, but it was like months later, like a big month divide.
I think it literally was like. I visited sometime and like maybe like during the summer and I came back during like an October trip
right.
or something weird.
But
like
it was
that.
Totally different now. And you came into Still Life and you sat down at one of the booths again expecting the same shit to happen. But I was like, bro, no, like we got to go explore the club this time. Like we got to go to different
places. Yeah,
bro, wait,
we're still losers. What do you mean?
Like, so you sat down at the booth, bro. I went to the dance floor. I went to the Sky Bar. I was going all over the place and you just sat there alone like at the booth like waiting for the same shit to happen. But I wasn't there this time. So you were just sitting at the booth, bro. Like
I got drunk as shit.
You were drunk as fuck.
Drunk as fuck, but yeah,
well,
you're
what
right.
Killed me though was one of the bartender waitresses was a girl that you went to high school with.
I think I went to middle school with her too.
Something like that. And you were like so hell bent on talking to her, but I kept saying, bro, she's like on duty, bro. She can't fucking talk to you.
Duty.
And then you ended up staying after, like, everybody else was leaving to try and
talk
to her.
I remember that. Dude, it was kind of weird, though, because all the bouncers were like, hey, man, you mind if I get that cushion underneath you? And I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. And I gave them the cushion. They just left me alone. I'm like, so you're not kicking me out? What? Like,
Gus, I had to convince the dude at the door to let me back in to get you out of the bar.
Which was really weird, because I for sure thought someone was going to be like, hey, man, like, not trying to be a dick, but can you get the fuck out, please? And no one came up to you was like, hey, get the fuck out.
Is,
like, there's like, yeah,
well,
can,
Gus, was
do you mind if I take your glass? It's empty. Hey, you mind if I take that cushion? I'm like, yeah, here you go. Here you go. And no one told me, hey, get the fuck out. There's like working around
yeah.
me. Like I was some like.
Was that the same night that you ran into issues with their dress code, though?
I'm not sure.
Because you had a big issue with and you almost raised hell to a bartender or like one of the bouncers about it.
Did I really?
Like, so you got stopped at the door because I told you have cuts in your jeans. You can't get
wait,
in.
I remember that now. I remember
yeah,
that
do you
now.
Remember? Like,
yeah,
can you, do you want to talk about it?
So, I, yeah. So, I had, like, I had these jeans. I had, like, rips at the knees or whatever, but that was it. And I was, like, because you told me, you're, like, yeah, your jeans got rips in them or whatever. They're not going to let you in. I was, like, what if I just, like, fold my rips over the rips so it looks like they're regular? Like,
good luck, bro.
And it worked. But then I was like, look at that chick. She just walked by. And
no,
like,
no, because you had – no, 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 because there was a different time. You had to get –
wait,
yes.
Yeah, I had to go back to your apartment.
You had to get
change.
My jeans to put
that's
on because
right.
you only had ripped jeans. So you got stopped at the door,
yeah,
and then they were like, hey,
I
bro, you can't have those on. And you had to Uber back to my place and tell the Uber to wait while you put
I
my jeans on.
I will say that Uber was clutch as fuck because I begged that man, like, hey, listen, dude, I apologize for this inconvenience, but I'm literally about to run in. Change my pants and come back out. If you could just stay here, I'll give you $5 cash. Could you just stay here, drive me back to where you picked me up? And he's like, oh, yeah, bro. As soon as I said cash, he was all over it. I was like, yeah, I'll be right back. Went inside, changed pants real quick, came back out, gave him the $5. He's like,
you took
still
my
life.
Pants.
I did. I took Jake's pants. And he
dude.
Was like, still life, right? And I was like, yeah, man, just take me back right there.
Gus again.
All right, motherfuckers.
But what was funny was Gus noticed at the bar at the he just cheers himself again.
Dude, did I ever tell you the story of like when I went home with two girls?
Wait, hold up. Well, tell me that after. Hold on. Gus, yeah, you noticed something.
No, he just reminded me with
wearing
the Uber thing because that was like part of my story.
Gus, you saw something at the bar.
I think it was this chick with like half her ass hanging out or something. I don't know.
Because you told me she had her like ripped jeans that were like from like the top of her thighs down to like her ankles, and
something
it was all
like
bare legs showing. And Gus was like, "Hey, why the fuck does she get to do that? And I don't get to wear the little slits on my knees." And I was like, "Gus, because she has tits, bro. Like she's allowed to do that."
I mean, like, honestly, you're probably right. Like
she's drawing guys to the club. Like the bar is making more money because she's exposing skin.
So you're saying if I drew more guys to the bar with my knee slits, I would have been okay?
If you somehow turned Still Life into a gay bar with your fucking legs, then you would probably be able to get in wearing like a fucking Speedo. But like,
I mean, shit, if I can get into the bar wearing a Speedo, turning on gay dudes, I'd feel pretty confident. Not saying I'm gay.
I'm just saying,
like, Gus, I feel
like,
pretty confident after
like,
that
the
shit.
Bar the bar knows what they're doing, bro. If they get enough chicks that expose enough skin, a bunch of guys are going to come in. That's how the whole
town of
Greenville
works.
I mean, hey.
You know what they say, sex sells, and it's unfortunate, but mostly true. Shit.
It is a very unfortunate universal truth for some
it
people.
Really is, though. It really is, though. It really is.
All right, Connor, tell us about your story.
Yeah.
So no,
something pretty interesting.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt. You just reminded me of it with the Uber thing. Because so before the 2550, which is the 2550 in my family was like – so.
Hell yeah.
My older brother, my dad had the same birthday.
This is a good story. No, this is a really good like
same birthday. Fuck yeah!
No, but like this is like
and
no,
my dad
had an epic party for this.
Yeah, my dad was turning 50, and my older brother was turning 25, and it's his firstborn, and they have the exact same birthday.
15 and 25, fuck yeah!
15 and 25. No, 25 and 50.
I just said that.
I said 15 and 25.
Fuck
I said
you.
50 and 25.
Oh, 50 and 25. Okay.
Fuck you, you cunt, fucking suck ass.
15.
This sucks camel dicks on planet bullshit.
This wedding is bullshit.
Anyway, so the day before the 2550, or the night before the 2550, I went straight to the bars to meet up with my buddies. What are you guys giggling at? You guys are dying over there. What the fuck is going on?
Because Jake was geeking out and looked at his face and it looked very stupid, but it made me laugh even more, and I did. I almost spit my beer up.
Gus, no,
lie.
You spit it back into your fucking bottle. I saw it come out of your mouth, bro.
I didn't spit shit up. You're a liar.
You went right back into your bottle, bro.
You're a worse liar than fucking,
fucking Denim Sus, bro.
Who's a bad liar? Because you're just as bad as them.
Who's them?
What do you mean by them?
What do you mean by you people?
Hey,
Connor,
you
went
to
the 25.
That.
You went to your 2550 and you met up at the bars. What's going on?
Yeah, so this is like the night before. So I drove. It was like evening. So I went straight to meet my friends at the bars. And then met this blonde chick. She took me away from my group. I was like, peace out, Girl Scouts. And then just went with the girl. And
don't pass up the blondes.
Yeah. She was hot, too. And then she was dragging me around. She was drunk as fuck, but she was dragging me around, like everywhere. And then we got in the Uber, and she was, like, calling her friends to figure out where they were. And then we all rendezvoused at the Uber. I got in the middle, in the back seat. So this is, like a standard. This isn't, like, an SUV. It's just, like, a standard compact car or whatever. And I'm in the middle seat. And then the girl that I'm with is on my left. And then her two friends get in on the right. So one of her friends is right next to me on the right. One of them's on the front seat. And the girl that I'm with, she's drunk as fuck. She's not paying attention. And then her brunette friend next to me literally just takes her hand and just grabs my dick. And I didn't
just straight up grabs my cock.
Yeah. And then I didn't say anything. And then I looked to the left and she still wasn't paying attention. And then I was like, all right, let's see how far we can take this. And then, so I took my
this
hand.
This is when the strategy games begin.
I took my hand and returned the favor.
Hey.
And then.
As you do.
The Trump method.
And I kept checking on my left. And it's like, sure enough, on my left, fucking. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. I was trying to avoid that joke because I was thinking about that, too. God damn
I won't lie. That kind of got me.
I tried to articulate it in a way that was going to dodge that joke, but it just didn't happen. God damn it. There he is. Do I got to down those 99 bananas now?
Yes.
All right, as you're downing that, I'll give you my perspective. As soon as you said, like, you're the, like, touching girl, I just immediately went to that, like, Family Guy.
Hell yeah, bro.
I went to that Family Guy, Meg, talking to Donald Trump, and, like, when Donald Trump touches her.
And you're...
And it gets that ding-dong sound. That's immediately what I imagine. I don't mean to be that guy, but Connor definitely went MIA. Oh, he's back.
Did he down that outside? Back. No, fuck that. Connor, did you drink that?
What shit are you talking?
Did you drink the bananas?
I washed out my whiskey glass so that way I can dump the 99 bananas in the glass.
Do it. No, drink it out of the bottle, you
fucking
fool. Fuck
you.
Oh. Do we have
shit.
A rebuttal?
I can't open it.
Fuck you, Infinity. Ha
ha. Oh, do we have a rebuttal from
no,
Connor?
No, he can't, Infinity. Ha ha.
I can't fucking
plus
open
ones.
It.
Shut up, dude. You can't. Shut
but
up.
But then you can rebuttal with
on,
Infinity plus two.
Wait.
Infinity I have a utility plus Infinity. Hold on.
Fuck you.
Yo, that's illegal. That's a bad move.
Nah, dude. I broke the rules.
Illegal move.
No, it's fine.
It's wrong! Oh, wow, that actually worked out pretty
Gus,
well.
Gus, you did a good job at that. I'm not going to lie.
I've been trying to get better
Gus, you're
at this.
Doing the lead singer thing, and I'm proud of you.
That was not a bad one.
Woo!
Good thing I don't sing for a living. I just play rhythm guitar and bass every once in a while.
You did that better than I did.
Right,
I'm okay. Fucking jealous. Yeah! Wait, let's see it. It lagged.
Oh,
dude,
wow!
That's a good one. That's a shit. Hold on, no. One more. You like hold it. You don't like
the
fucking
pliers. Jesus right. Christ.
That was a good one.
Look at that wave file, bro.
Dude, it only
fucking counts if it's a personal wave file.
It looks so delicious, bro. Fucking
all right. Yeah, there's 99 bananas I got out of a little basket at the register at a liquor store.
Did you drink it?
Up in Houghton. I'm pouring it.
Connor, as you're pouring, I'll tell you a story about 99 bananas. So recently, I just became quote unquote a sophomore slash junior.
Hold on, man. I really need to focus here. I really need to concentrate.
He's lagging, bro.
Oh, dude, he's
I need to concentrate. I need moral support here. Give me some moral support.
Concentrate. He's got to concentrate.
Connor, you're doing great, lad. Just keep up the hard work, dog.
Nah, fuck you, bro. You're trying to get your participation
fuck you. Can't
trophy.
I get, like,
fuck you.
Don't you play sports? Can't I get like a chin or something?
Nah, fuck off,
Connor,
bro.
Connor. No, nothing.
Connor,
chug,
Connor,
chug,
Connor,
chug.
Connor Fox. Connor Fox. Connor Fox. Connor Fox. Connor Fox. Connor Fox. Yeah!
Wow.
Gus, that was a perfect chant.
We're on another level now. All right, I'm catching up.
I'll tell you what level we're on.
Threat level.
Hey!
Hey, Gus, do you want to... Wait.
Fuck the Rona. Seriously,
wait,
dude.
Wait.
Man, I've
Gus,
had this bottle
you,
for a long time, man. I've had this 99 bananas for like since February 2019, bro. Because we went sledding up in Houghton.
So I'm not one to quote people or really things for that matter, but if I was to quote anyone right now, I would quote Mortal Kombat at this moment right now, and it would be
finish it.
Finish it. Wait, so, Gus, you brought up threat level Corona.
I did.
I didn't
do you,
finish my fucking story. I was almost done with it, though.
Well, continue.
Finish your fucking
continue.
Story.
Continue.
Nah, it's fine.
You
fuck
you.
You
were sitting in there.
Nah.
You were Trump grabbing by the pussy. Yeah. You fucking grabbed her by the pussy.
Oh, I was almost done. So, like, I looked to the left, and then she got, like, all pissy. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, she said, all right, well, fuck.
The blonde chick got pissy?
Yeah. So I assume that she saw me, like,
friend.
Yeah, doing that. And The entire Uber ride was very awkward. Yeah. But then we got to the apartment. Everyone got out, and I just sat there twiddling my thumbs, wondering, like, so what's now what? And I shit you not, fucking, she turns around, she's like, come on. I was like, okay.
wait, the blonde chick?
Yeah, the blonde chick. She's like, come on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
I don't know what you guys are about pee breaks, mind. But I'm
like,
about to
I couldn't
piss.
Believe.
Wait, I kind of have to pee too.
Fucking pee like, dude, when you go out, I love taking, like, pushing the limits when you go out, like, drunk in the town, dude. Fucking, that's how you come up with great,
yeah.
like, great experiences, man. But
so wait,
honestly, that was the best of my 19.
That's both of you.
No, that's you too. Fuck you.
Honestly,
all
right,
well,
I think
I'll take
might
a drink.
Be
well,
three
I'll take
of
a
us.
Drink. All three.
All three.
Hey,
all three.
Cheers. Hey. Cheers the mouth off. Hey. Clink from Atlanta. Jim, pull up that video.
Oh, I spilled the Yo, bro, we got to make pee
Joe.
Breaks, but we'll be back. Well, Connor, we got to take some pee breaks, but we'll be back.
God damn it. All right, fine. Hey, good.
All right, we are back from the pee break, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
From the seal break, sir.
Oof. Hey, I thought of something while I was peeing, bro. Right? I thought about it. Gus, like, we are in, like, a group together. Like, we do some music shit together. We're trying to do some shit in the winter, right?
Oh, is that what we do?
We are doing some music shit. I thought it would be kind of cool if, like, we played our, like, hit single from May.
Hey, y'all know what it is.
Connor, you down for that? You fine with if we do that?
I don't give a fuck. I'm just drinking my beer.
I kind of got to take it.
Do you,
what?
Boo-boo?
You have to take what? Gus, I swear to God, if you have to pee again.
No, I thought we were going to go into a bit. I won't lie. But
what bit? Right.
I don't know. I thought we were going to roll with it, but I only got to do nothing.
All we gotta do is fucking rock out, bro. Do you mind if we fucking do this shit? Hold on. We're gonna move our mics around, bro, but, like, it's gonna be cool, so don't worry about it.
All right, rock out, brother.
Bro, go get the mic and put it by that speaker.
What do you want me? Do I gotta lower this, or?
No, no, you just gotta bring it over here, bro. Like, you honestly, you know better. You're the film major! That doesn't apply to this, Gus.
Oh! Take a drink, Gus.
That was me!
Yo,
Jake,
cheers, me, bitch. Fuck! Fuck! Give me my drink. Spit it. Yo! Thank you. No, that's a good luck ball.
Yeah.
Ball
sweat,
buddy. That's no, I need you. Give me the fucking cord.
Oh.
Shut the amp off, bro.
In the words of anyone getting nuked ever, I'm fucked. I can't do this, but I'm a gonna.
Gus, can you turn on the receiver and the, you know, just the receiver?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Sony receiver. There you go. All right. All right, stop. Threat Level Corona. This is done by the Bad Boys of Apex. It's on Spotify and every other streaming service right now.
Thank you.
Now we were drunk as fuck. Right? Honestly, no. I was shit-faced. That sounded like shit. But you know what? That's what it is.
That's rock and roll.
That's rock and roll!
So normally you hear your mistakes more when you play?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what time it is, so I have no idea what the hell is going on right now. I'm just having a good time drinking my shit and playing some...
He doesn't even have his headphones on.
Playing some bass, playing some rhythm guitar, playing whatever the fuck you want me to play, but I'm here for it, and I'm...
Fucking headphones on!
Don't tell me what to do, you motherfucking bitch. But I will, only because it's your podcast.
Yeah, no, we have to...
Was Gus just playing that new bass that you bought, Jake?
That was my new bass that I bought, And Gus did the bass on the original.
Oh, bass, no treble!
Get the microphone, cunt!
Oh, shit.
Go put the bass down, bro. I'll carry it until you get back. All right?
Put the bass down, bro.
So,
all I have to say is, for the time bass being, down, bro. Honestly, Jake's new bass, I love it. I'm trying to buy my own of this kind of, this sort of type. Because this is a, is this brand? Oh, it's Epiphone. It's all right, Epiphone
so,
Thunderbird.
Gus, go put it away. I'll put it away. I'll talk about the bass. All right, so... On the original song, and this is how we've been doing everything for the, like, when it, Gus, put the fucking bass down!
Put the fucking bass down!
Close the door. Ani leaves to keep...
I'm having too much of a good time.
Ani keeps... No, Gus, and I swear to God, your drunk ass is going to put the fucking head of the bass into the fan. I need you to just calm down.
I'm going to put your mom's head in the fan.
Yeah, no, Ani's got a point, bro. You're going to fuck this whole thing up.
I ain't going to fuck shit up. What you mean?
Just put it away. I don't try... I switched to the Moscato. Fucking scared. Oh, it's the red wine.
Oh, yeah. You
want to
taste
it? No. This guy's drinking white wine.
All right, this is my taste test. What is this?
Red Moscato.
Come over here and tell it on the mic, bro.
It's a Barefoot Red Moscato.
All right, so I'm not a wine drinker, but
no,
you know
what? No, I'm a fan of Moscato.
Tis the podcast.
Yeah. Personally.
Tis the season.
Okay, that is not bad at all.
Yeah, no, Moscato's really good. Moscato's really good. I'm a fan of Moscato.
Go get more, bro. That's good. Actually, I might need to get another refill soon.
Go for it, man.
Dude, that sounded like
you fucking alcoholics.
That was terrible.
You actually tasted it before I did?
Did you not have a sip?
No, not before.
Go take a sip. Wait.
I just did, right now.
It was good, right?
It was really
good. It was really good.
Wow, this is probably... I did not realize.
So, this specific message is for Connor.
Oh.
Connor is receiving...
You're an alcoholic!
You said you were an alcoholic?
Yeah.
That really hurt, man.
Oh, jeez, Rick. That really hurt my feelings, you know?
Oh, jeez, Rick. I don't give a fuck what you feel, man. Like... I'm just speaking the truth,
dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, who are you?
Oh,
I thought I was Morty. Who are you?
I'm Morty 2.0. I'm running this shit now. I'm the captain.
Oh, jeez,
man.
Ass.
Wait,
there's multiple
Mortys.
Why are all these Mortys in the same universe, man?
All right, guys, here's the thing. I think I'm the one true Morty, though. Like, they really did that thing. Remember when they did that, where everybody was chained up and there was all those lobster monsters?
Oh, jeez, no one gives a fuck what the fuck you're talking about.
Such an asshole, man. Put through all this bullshit. I'm tired
What
of
are
it,
you
man.
Mortys doing in here? Get back in the tubes.
Oh, jeez, man. So let us just
Morty,
have
get back in
freedom,
the tube.
Man. Damn it, Rick.
No fresh air for you. Get back in the goddamn tube.
I feel so unsure about what we just did about our song.
Well, only time will tell.
It sounded great to me.
Hey, I'll take it, though.
I appreciate it, dude. I appreciate the emotional support.
In the words of the movie Flushed Away, we have a
nobody belongs anywhere. Everyone's going to die. Come watch TV.
Jesus Christ, man. Are we derailing again, bro? Are we derailing again?
Yeah.
I feel like we're derailing.
Yeah.
You mean that map from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2?
No. Dude, that's fucking... But honestly, fuck that map, dude. All the hardscopers run that shit. All
right, bro, shut the fuck up. That was me.
That was you?
Dude,
fuck you, Gus.
Jake, all right, did you
my
see
favorite thing was
that
up?
Picture that Noah put on Instagram a while back with his photography shit? It looked just like Rust.
No, I know. I haven't been on Instagram.
I'll send it
bro.
To you. But he posted a picture with his black and white photography shit, and he was like, "What do you guys think this picture looks like?" I was like,
"Rust."
Yeah, something
so,
about rust. I was like,
Connor,
"Catch me on Modern Warfare 2," something like that. Sorry for my drunk pause. I'll die now.
So, Connor, I heard about...
The fuck do you want, Gus? Fucking four-string bass playing motherfucker.
Well...
That's a good bass. Fuck no. Okay, hold on. Time out. I didn't get to say it's an Epiphone.
Oh, damn. Connor, you know what you just did? You just triggered Jake, and that's
it's
not a good thing.
It's an Epiphone.
If Jake's triggered, he goes off
it's
for like.
An Epiphone with four strings instead of six.
Hey, man, come on, man. That's my first big boy to be, man. That's a good big man. Come on, man.
It's an Epiphone.
I feel like that's about the length of the argument.
It's an Epiphone.
You'll say that, man. Come on.
All right, I'm going
right, to
walk
calm
away
down.
From this and put a lime in my beer.
I'm going to go get another refill. Hold up.
Wait, but... Oh, well, there's no ice in my drink, so I guess I need a refill.
This is the most intermissions we've taken in any episode.
He said this is the most intermissions we've taken in any episode ever.
No, it's not.
Because Jake said no, it's not. What do you guys wish for
a
rebuttal?
He's a liar!
He said you're a liar.
Guys, come on.
Oh, wait, maybe...
Come on.
Jake has no rebuttal. I'll be right back, Connor.
Okie dokie.
Threat level sound like shit, I feel like.
I was a little let down that you guys didn't play any vocals.
I'm not gonna lie.
Because Gus has been getting hoed by the buzzer.
I can hear him in the background bickering. Guess what I just found during our break.
What did you find?
I found some vodka water that I put in a margarita mixer that I had found in a Yeti from a previous episode, and I didn't want to waste it, and it was in the back of my fridge. It's the great thing about vodka
That's
water,
nice,
man.
Dude.
It never goes bad. Just keep it cold.
That was your signature blend back in at the Copper Beach pool.
Dude, it's still one of my signature blends, bro. Blue raspberry Svedka with water, man.
Wait, Gus had something to say. Gus, say it again.
Yep, that's vodka.
Remember that we just hit threat level and we butchered the fuck out of that shit.
Louder.
Say it with your chest.
We butchered the fuck out of threat level.
Corona.
I'm happy.
So Gus
I'm not
is,
happy about
Gus
it.
Gus is upset because he feels like he butchered that song.
I did.
Quit
dude.
Showing your
I'm
insecurities. Be confident as a musician. Quit being a little bitch.
Oh, I'm very confident in the way I play this shit, but I think all I'm trying to get across is my reality of time definitely got warped during that song, because I was for sure like, oh, we're in the chorus, and it was like, oh, we're in the solo? Shit.
Cool, bro.
Oh, yep.
Don't
Let's
be a bitch.
That shit.
Cheers to the governor.
Governor!
Bro, where's the timer?
Japan.
It's coming.
I haven't heard the timer in forever, bro.
It means you're due, Jake. Oh!
That's you!
There you go.
No,
that's
that was
you get
you.
For saying shit.
You said you were due, Jake, and it beeped. That's you, Gus.
All right, you motherfuckers.
No, that was Jake.
No,
that was Jake.
Totally Gus.
No, that was definitely me.
Jake. No, it was totally Jake.
You're such a fucking liar.
It depends on, like...
No.
Because, remember, there's a delay on your side. So you think it was Gus, but it was really you.
Well, Gus took credit for it.
Yeah, I definitely
That's
took
Gus.
Because the time that it takes... All right,
oh,
fine.
Shut up, you fucking whore.
Pussy.
There you go.
I am a whore.
All right, well, let me, can I, I won't lie. Can I take 2 minutes?
Oh, wow, fuck you, Jake.
I can't hear him. Fuck off.
I will say I say it more frequently.
He's just a pretender!
Gus,
oh, wow.
I did not do any of that on purpose.
No,
Gus,
I did
that
not.
Sucked.
All right, but anyway, let me just get this across. So, for any bad boys of
any day now.
Oh, fuck yourself, you motherfucker.
Just say the shit.
All right. For any bad boys of Apex fans out there, we're going to be trying to release a couple songs in the next couple of days here, at least by the end of December.
Gus, at least let me say it. Like,
it's our podcast.
Like, no, because Gus is fucked right now. I'm not going to lie. Gus is fucked right now.
Is he? Because I don't know him well enough to know when he's like shit faced.
No, he's fucked right now.
I mean, I'm not shit faced, but I'm definitely fucked.
All right, I'll say this, right?
All right, go ahead, Jake.
So, what Gus
ahead.
Is trying to articulate right now is that.
Yeah, but Gus is trying to articulate that fucking ass motherfucker. Yeah, bleep that shit in post, you bitch.
I'm enjoying this.
I'll say the same thing I told Connor, bro. You can just enjoy getting fucking canceled, bro. Like, Connor said it, he's like, bro, I just keep saying this, you have to censor it. And I'm like, nah, bro, just like leave it in so you get fucking canceled.
Yeah, that definitely puts a move for Jake to keep in his back pocket later.
Talk down to the god that fucking determines your fate in the audio, bro.
Yeah, you're automatically giving him blackmail inventory.
Exactly. Now, I'll bleep it because you're my homie, but like...
I don't think you're going to say blackmail anymore, man.
Stop. All right. That's me, bro. That's me. That's me. I said all right.
I was about to say some shit, and I held it just in time for the timer. But as I was about to say, why's it got to be black, man?
Oh, it's so strong.
Why can't it be yellow face, dude?
Jesus. All right, I'm going to stop this from happening. Hold up. So, Jesus Christ, Gus, I don't know if we can even release shit now that you said all that shit, but...
I don't know what I even said.
Basically, what Gus is trying to say is that as the two duo guys that we are, minus or additionally the guy that we hired to do the drum parts, under the Bad Boys of Apex, which you look them up on iTunes or Spotify, you'll see Threat Level Corona there, that thing that we fucking butchered about 10 minutes ago. While Gus is in town, we're trying to do a couple cover songs and like a few originals, and Gus is hoping for an EP. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that.
Ideally, at the end of the track, I mean, ideally, I'd like to produce at least two to three songs by the end of this track, but given the time we have, I mean, it may only turn out to be one or two songs.
Because I can't get you over here until like 3 or 4 p.m. anyway, and then like, and then you said there's a few days that you gotta leave to do some just like fuck around shit. It's like, when are we gonna have time to do, like, you didn't even talk to your cousin, you said, or your uncle who's a drummer, like, you haven't even talked to him.
Dude,
yet.
Just pull a couple all-nighters. Just like, pound a couple Red
Bulls.
Well,
no,
because
you gotta understand, like, during the pandemic, I'm living with my parents right now, and they go to bed early, so I gotta like respect their shits too. So, like, I can't do that all nighter shit.
Fuck.
But like, dude, man, I need you to reach out to your uncle. You said he's the drummer. I can't get it. I can't find anybody else right now. We can't do anything other than It's So Easy, and I need you to learn that song.
I'm not totally comfortable with It So Easy, but that intro part you're trying to get me to learn, I feel more comfortable than where we started at, but I definitely still need to work.
Yeah, like, that's the only drum track I can find for the songs we chose, so unless we pick different songs, I don't know. Here's the thing, right? We're trying to get the best that we can to get out there and give you guys some, like, shit to listen to, and trying to get our fucking, like, feet dirty in the editing process of understanding how music's supposed to be mixed, even though we got shitty programs to work with and fuck-ass laptops to work with. Like, none of this shit is at top quality, not even close, but we're doing our best. So we got a couple originals we might try to get through, but if we don't got somebody to do drums, we can't do it. So
are you guys sticking with Bad Boys of Apex, or are you
the fuck around name right now? Like,
what we talked about at first is so, first we talked about, just between Jake and I.
Are you
going to
keep this under the same umbrella then, after you change the name?
So, here's the thing, right?
Yes,
all right,
yes
time
and
out.
No. So
I don't know if I want to share this information yet.
Well, okay.
We don't have to get into it. I'm just curious.
I'll say
this.
I'll take that.
It's not going to be Bad Boys of Apex.
I was about to say, yeah. Fucked. As of right now, it is Bad Boys of Apex, but that mostly consists of Jake and I.
It's just us two. Like,
however,
we're not doing anything else.
Once we get something more, like, solidified as far as, like, we got, like, rhythm guitar, leads. I mean, obviously, Jake's going to be our lead singer, but, like, as soon as we got, like, lead guitar, rhythm guitar, drums.
Should I show him why?
Huh?
Should I show him why I'm the lead singer?
Go for it. I mean, sure.
That's why I'm the lead singer, guys.
And this is why I play bass.
No! This is why I don't do music.
Holy shit.
Well, that remind me of that metal show when they had Mark Slaughter on there, and they're like, can you still hit it? And he hit that note, and I was like, I gotta do that on the podcast.
Dude, all so. I remember is Andy Bierstadt being...
Well,
shit,
okay, so
dude,
in
I
our
got
intro,
the worst hiccups right now.
So
fuck
in our intro, when you listen and there's like that like high pitched siren sounding thing, that's me trying to do my best Axl Rose impression at the beginning of Welcome to the Jungle. So when you hear that, that's me trying to do Axl Rose in the intro. So
I would appreciate if you stop smacking my mic.
What?
Huh?
What did you say?
I would appreciate if you stop smacking my mic.
Fuck you.
Jake owns it.
Dude, my wire's going all over the place. What the fuck you mean, dog?
Hey, that's my mic I stole from the fucking film program. Fuck you.
So you admit your crime.
Bro, okay, so here's the thing, right? Never mind, I'm cutting it.
Fix it in post.
Nah, bro, like, no. I was like, can I borrow this mic? And they were like, yeah, sure. And then they never asked for it back, and I forgot to give it back. And when I was moving out, I saw it in my closet. I'm like, well, fuck, I didn't give that back. They never asked for it. They never fucking used it. So.
Actually, funny thing is that the podcast I listen to, which is Black With No Cream, which is a filmmaking podcast.
Yeah.
Hosted by Ben Haggerty. And he actually said on the podcast that like he stole his first camera from his high school. Damn.
Oh, yeah, that's Connor.
There goes another one.
Gus, you are fucking up the levels on this thing. It's going to be a bitch and a half to edit your track. Thank God we're doing this on a Saturday
Quit
night.
Bitching about editing the fucking podcast.
Oh, I'm just going to bitch about the only fucking work that needs to be done on the podcast. Connor, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Well, time out, Gus. Let's check and see if Connor even made a post for episode 9 getting dropped. Did he?
I still have the hiccups.
For 9, yes. For 10, no.
Let's see. Oh, for 10? Oh, that's right. We did 10, and you didn't do jack fucking shit for it. Meanwhile, I'm over here busting my ass to edit the goddamn cunt, and you're sitting there not doing jack shit for the podcast. So don't give me that shit that, oh, I have to edit.
Hey, quit making me feel worse than I already do.
Fuck you, dude. No, you came at me first. Don't come at me first. All right,
you know what? Let's get some perspective on the situation, all right?
Give me some perspective.
You don't have anything to do. You're living with your parents, not doing anything.
No.
And I work 90, I fly around 90 hours
Connor,
a week.
You don't fly anywhere.
Shit.
You do a construction job. You can put a fucking Instagram post up.
Why don't you just do marry and kiss already, you fucking motherfuckers? I got the.
Oh, fuck this, dude. We're fucked, dude. The whole podcast is fucked right now.
Dude, this podcast has been fucked since like episode 7.
I think we should call it, bro. I think we should really call it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm down. Yeah, let's call it so we can just hang out because I kind of just want to hang out.
I mean, I'll put you on the speaker then if you can hang out. No, because, yeah, all right. Yeah, dude, all right. So that's the end of episode 11 for the Mouth Off Party Cast. Gus, I want to thank you so much. Shake my hand since you're in the same room as me. Shake my hand for coming on the podcast. I appreciate you coming on.
No.
Shake my goddamn hand.
In all sincerity, no. I actually really do appreciate you two having me on the podcast. And honestly, I love getting the word out about, I mean, despite it only being the Bad Boys of Apex as of right now,
yeah,
it will grow into something hopefully exponential and become an actual, like...
Let's drink more.
Yes, we will.
Seriously.
Let's end the fucking podcast.
There will be...
Cheers to that.
There will be plenty of... Drink it!
Gus, you are not doing it properly.
Well, that's because I'm fucked up.
He does it after
he... Yeah, he, like, pulls... He's like, let's do it. Like, he'll pull the mic away from his fucking face... Like, when he's not saying anything, and then bring it back when he screams. And it's like, bro, that's not how it fucking works. Oh, shit, we're cheering?
Fix it in post!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for bringing your ears and eyes and faces into episode 11
foreskins.
Of Mouth Off. And your foreskins and your feet and your toes and your penises and vaginas. Ladies and gentlemen, follow us on Instagram at Mouth Off Party Cats. Follow us on Twitter at Mouth Off Tweets. Thank you for listening. If you actually got this far, we'll see you on episode 12 next week. Peace.
Thank you very much. Have a great night. Party on!